Robert Swan reporting from the South Geographic Pole. All our friends, ladies and gentlemen, we have achieved the mission, arriving safely at 4 p.m. local time on the 10th of January 2023.
Hello friends, and thanks for joining another episode of Undaunted with Robert Swan and NTT Data. I'm Dan Smith, your host, and I am so glad to report the great news that Robert Swan and his three undaunted companions successfully reached the South Pole on January 10th, 2023. This means that on his third try, and after two hip replacement surgeries, Robert has fulfilled his commitment to walk across the Antarctic landmass. The team of Robert Swan, field guide Rob Smith, videographer Kyle O'Donohue, and Robert's son, Barney, all departed Union Glacier Base Camp on Christmas Eve and flew to their starting point just a bit less than 100 miles from the geographic South Pole. They began their march south on Christmas Day, and each evening, Robert or Barney would send a brief audio report by satellite phone, spending just a minute or two recapping the day. The march took 16 days to complete, much of it in whiteout conditions at 9,000 feet, rising to 10,000 feet at the pole. If you've never been on a South Pole expedition, and odds are good that you haven't, because that is a very small club, these audio reports give some insight into what it's like to trudge across the coldest, windiest, and driest place on Earth. So to give you a sense of that experience, we're going to replay those audio reports. We're going to find out if anyone lost any fingers or toes, how did Robert's hip hold out, and did he lose his nose? Just what is a searching wind, and how cold did it get that far south? And a question for the ages, what's it like going to the loo on the Antarctic Plateau? Let's find out, starting with Barney Swan's report on day one, Christmas Day.
Day one of hauling today, it was quite a rude awakening being back on the Antarctic Plateau. We're currently at 9,000 feet after skiing 4.1 nautical miles. Our current location is 36.76 south, west, 82.2337. And Rob Smith, Carl O'Donohue, Robert Swan, and Barney Swan are safe and enjoying Christmas in the tent. We have clear weather, about minus 25 Celsius, and spirits are high, enjoying some hot cocoa currently, and some Christmas pie that was pulled together from the ALE staff before we left base camp, which is a very nice treat out on the Antarctic Plateau.
Day 2, December 26th.
Report from Robert Swan. On day 2 of marching, we are now at 88.41 south. That's 82.34 longitude. And we covered 5.1 miles today. We are now 19 miles nautical from the 89 degrees, which is great. And Rob Smith, Kyle, Barney have all been magnificent. And I've been feeling a bit tired, but I'm getting better. My breathing's getting better and feeling stronger. But they've been such a great support. And we are absolutely thrilled with the solar panels. They are just amazing. They're powering the batteries incredibly well, and we're so grateful to Kola for their support powering us with those solar panels. So all is going well. We're slow and steady, and we're ahead of schedule. It was actually, we were meant to be dropped this evening, the 26th. Of December, that we landed on the 24th. So we're pushing away, and all is good. And thank you very much for your support to NTT Data and everybody else. Rob Swan, message end.
Day 3, December 27th.
This is Rob Swan reporting in from 88.4701 degrees south, 82.37 longitude. We covered 5.1 miles today, and we had very bad whiteout conditions. But Rob Smith, Kyle and Barney led fantastically, being really unable to see where the hell we were going, and 5.1 miles is a good effort. We are delighted with our progress. It's very hard, but we're hanging on in there, and we are 13 miles from 89 degrees south, a very magic marker in the Antarctic, 89 degrees, which puts us 60 nautical miles out from the South Geographic Pole. I'd like to thank everybody on the NTT Data team. Dan, I know that you're returning home to drive the ship again, and it was just so fantastic you were able to join us in Union Glacier, and anybody else listening, Dan is an incredible guy. So all good. It's pretty cold tonight, -25, 26 degrees Celsius, quite a lot of wind, so let's just say it's a bit chilly going to the loo. So this is Rob Swan, Rob Smith, Kyla Donahue, and Barney Swan checking in. All the very best. Thank you.
Day 4, December 29th.
This is Rob Swan from the Undaunted team. Exciting news, we are at 88, 56 degrees south, and that takes us 4 miles, obviously, from 89 south. And tomorrow is a big day for me personally, Rob Swan, because tomorrow is the anniversary of my hip dislodging 3 years ago. So we're going to move past that. And when I reach 89 degrees south, I will have actually skied across the whole of the Antarctic landmass. Obviously 60 miles to go to the pole, which we're looking forward to, but many thanks to NTT. Dan, I hope you're okay, and the messages will keep coming. All the very best to NTT Data and all our supporters. Thank you very much. This is Rob Swan, going clear.
Day 5, December 30th.
This is Barney Swan calling in from Undaunted. We're sitting exactly at 89 degrees south. A really big day, and so exciting. See Dad, a big moment of just release and happiness finally reaching here, which closes the circle of many, 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 many expeditions. So 60 nautical miles to go until we get to the South Pole, but very significant to be here, sitting at 89 degrees south, enjoying a warm meal, and grateful to have a tent around us, as it was minus 41 with wind chill yesterday, which is definitely pretty nippy. But spirits are high. Carl and Rob are on cracking form, and all the equipment is working well, and everything is groovy. All the best from way, way down south.
Day 6, December 31st.
This is Rob Swan welcoming, I hope, Dan Smith back to sunny Texas. Thanks so much for being with us, Dan. You're part of the family, and we miss seeing you very much indeed. Today, the 31st of December 2022, we covered just over 5 miles on foot from 89 south. Yesterday was a huge day. After 37 years, over 2,000 miles of walking, eventually, I had crossed the Antarctic landmass by reaching 89 degrees south. Big day, emotional stuff, but we're forging on. We've got now 55 miles to go to the South Pole. It doesn't sound very much, but trust me, it is out here. The wind chill factor's down to about minus 35, pushing minus 40, and we are traveling along well on our skis. Our loads are lighter than they've been because we're actually eating the food that we've been carrying. And we want to wish everybody at NTT Data, everybody at COLA, all our supporters, all our sponsors, the most fantastic 2023. And thank you all for being part of this. You know, not only are we trying to bring some positive news into a rather gloomy world, we're also trying to make sure that this extraordinary place, the Antarctic, which we're privileged to be skiing across as I lie here, the 17,000 feet of solid ice beneath my head, and we would just like to make sure that this continent remains a natural reserve.
Day 7, January 1st, New Year's Day.
This is Barney Swan calling in from the South Geographic Pole. We are 55 nautical miles to the pole. Feels like we're inching closer every day. The plateau has gifted us with some beautiful, beautiful weather out here, and just wishing a huge Happy New Year to everyone around the world. We've been thinking of family, friends, supporters, students, employees, just everyone who is listening. We're sending a lot of love from down south. It's quite surreal just to have the sun going around in a circle above us, no nighttime, and just sending big hugs for the year ahead. Let's make sure it's the best year yet for both the planet, our families, our communities, and feeling very excited for all that is ahead in 2023 from the bottom of the planet. 55 nautical miles to go. Spirits are high despite it being cold. And Kyle, Rob Smith, Rob Swan, Barney Swan are all in good health, missing family and friends around the world. Onwards and downwards.
Day 8, January 2nd.
Howdy, it is Barney calling in from the Undaunted Expedition. We had a really tough day today, whiteout conditions, doing 6 hours of marching, and wind in our face. Actually felt like we were on a different planet, couldn't even see the horizon, just sort of bobbling along on a white canvas. But spirits are high, we've just had a lovely meal, and digging into 2023 with good spirits, and sending big respect to friends and family, and yeah, definitely thinking about different food to just freeze-dried food. I think the 10-day threshold has come along, and suddenly we're all dreaming of nice restaurant and home-cooked meals, which is always funny. But all is good, and everyone's safe, well-fed, well-hydrated, and all is good. To confirm, we have 50 nautical miles until we reach the South Pole. Conditions are definitely grim, but all safe and all hands and feet accounted for. Onwards and downwards.
Day 9, January 3rd.
Hi everybody, this is Rob Swan from Undaunted. We've had a record day today of 7.1 nautical miles, which leaves us 43 nautical miles. I don't say only, but 43 nautical miles from the South Geographic Pole. We had really hard conditions, especially for the navigators, Bob Smith, Kyle, and Barney, in total whiteout, which really is hard to describe, except it's like walking inside cotton wool, and you can't see anything where you are, you can't see the surface of the snow, there is no sky, you fall over. Even our most expert skier, Kyle, fell over, which is something I've never seen him do. So it's been a very, very hard one mileage, but we're doing really well. It's colder than hell up here on the polar plateau at 10,000 feet. But sending all our very best to everybody listening in. This is Rob Swan on behalf of Barney Swan, Kyle O'Donoghue, and Rob Smith. Message end.
Day 10, January 4th.
Hi, this is Robert Swan calling in on behalf of Rob Smith, Kyle O'Donoghue, Barney Swan on the Undaunted Expedition. We covered 7.1 miles again today, which leaves us 36 miles to the pole. Very, very searching wind. Captain Scott wrote about a wind that was searching. It searches for every single thing that you've got, and all of us have got a little bit of frost nip here and there, nose, one of my thumbs aren't very good, but no one's got frostbite. It's a very, very windy time, but the 7.1 miles is extremely good going. I'm finding it, as I've said before, hard work. Kyle and Barney and Rob are carrying some of my food and really helping me make this expedition. And we're hoping to hear the news that our last degree team should be starting in a matter of, I don't know, 12 hours from 89 degrees. And we look forward to meeting up with them near or about the South Geographic Pole. Thanks very much to everybody, and this is Rob Swan going clear.
Day 11, January 5th.
This is Rob Swan reporting in for the undaunted team of Barney Swan, Kyla Donahue, Rob Smith, and myself, Rob. We had 6.8 miles today. Again, a very, very searching wind. Possibly our worst wind so far, and it was only due to Rob Smith noticing some rather slack covering of my nose today. He was really forceful and said, Rob, you've got to cover that nose or you'll lose it. So I've still got a nose, and everybody's not got any frostbite at all, and we're being really brilliantly led by Rob Smith. Could have ended up with half a nose missing by the end of the day. So all is good. It's blasting us, and we now have 30 nautical miles, 30 nautical miles to go, which sounds nothing. And if you imagine that every single one of those miles is just about an hour of hauling a sledge across quite difficult terrain to the South Pole. But morale is very high at this end. We're not counting our chickens, but we're feeling confident that we can pull off undaunted. Thanks to everybody who's listening. This is Rob Swan. Message end.
Day 12, January 6th.
This is Robert Swan calling in to report on the Undaunted Expedition. We have had a fantastic day where we have done absolutely nothing except repair equipment. Yesterday was a fearsome wind. We've had wind for 3 or 4 days, and today it is as good as the plateau of Antarctica can get. Bright sunshine, no wind, and plenty of time to recover. We now have 30 nautical miles to go still. We haven't moved today. And we're all thinking today, you know, how we take so much for granted in our lives back home, turning on the tap, hot water, cooking, food, restaurants, all those beautiful things. Our message to you all is enjoy, because out here it's pretty limited. But we are surviving, and we want to thank everybody for listening. 5 hard days ahead. You'll see us at the South Geographic Pole. After 37 years of trying, I'll be very relieved to get there. So best from us all. Thank you very much for listening in. This is Rob Swan. 30 to go.
Day 13, January 7th.
This is Rob Swan calling in for the Undaunted Expedition team. Today we broke our record with a total of 7.7 nautical miles. Our day begins by obviously getting ready with our food, with our hot water, which we have to melt the ice. So get things ready to get up, get out of the tent, to get everything going is at least 3 hours of quite cold work, especially this morning. It was the coldest morning we've had, coldest morning I've experienced, I think, certainly going to the bathroom, if everybody follows what I mean. And we pack everything onto our sledges. It's freezing cold at that stage. Hands are cold, and then off we go. We march for 1 hour, stop, have something to drink, short amount to eat, and we do that 7 times in a day. And then at the end of the day, we take everything out of the sledge and reverse it all. And we're now sitting with our clothes drying. The ice is dripping off the clothing that we've worn all day. And we are now exactly 21, wait for it, nautical miles from the South Geographic Pole. And it's a difficult time for me because I cannot take my focus off, you know, possibly falling over, repeating a hip dislocation. When you get nearer the goal, that pressure mounts, and the team are just backing me up incredibly. So thanks for listening, everybody. We're closing in on the South Pole. It's very hard work. It's very cold. But we're getting there. Thank you very much.
Day 14, January 8th.
G'day, it is Barney Swan calling in from Undaunted. We travelled 7.5 nautical miles today. Thankfully, there was no wind because it was the worst sastrugi formations, which are ice formations from the wind. We were battling climbing up a big ice ridge, and thankfully, at the top of it, we've had our first sight of the South Pole, which is around 13.8 nautical miles away from our current position. So we've got two more good days of skiing ahead. Spirits are high, we're all a little bit tired. First day, I've definitely felt as tired, jostling and trying to keep upright from the sastrugi definitely hurts the knees, and so I'm going to sleep well. Just had a big meal and shared some laughter with Dad. All is well. Carl and Rob are eating in their tent, and fingers crossed for more fair weather tomorrow, but definitely the toughest day of travel in regards to the formations and the ice and the navigation, but at the same time some beautiful formations in the snow, and spirits are high. Onwards and downwards, quite surreal to think all of the longitude lines coming together to finally reach the South Pole soon. All the best.
Day 15, January 9th.
This is Rob Swan reporting in on behalf of the Undaunted team. We had another very, very good day today. Hard work going uphill, which was a strange feeling. The big polar plateau is often in the formation of waves. So we've been going uphill. We did 7.1 miles, and wait for it, we have 6.9, I repeat, 6.9 nautical miles until the South Pole. The team is in good shape. It's cold. It was a very cold day today, probably about minus 35, minus 37 Celsius. And for me personally, all the lines of longitude, as Barney said last night, are coming to one spot. And the history of Captain Scott arriving at the South Pole on January the 17th, 1912, and us arriving at the South Pole on January the 11th, 1986, and we're going to arrive there tomorrow, think of that, after all this battle. So we'll be there this time tomorrow. So my next report, unless there's ghastly weather, will be from 90 South, as far south as you can go anywhere on the planet. And I want to thank everybody, all our supporters, all our friends. We miss our families, and we've given this a hell of a good blast, and we'll be reporting in from the South Geographic Pole tomorrow for the next report. This is Rob Swan, in good spirits, undergoing quite a lot of pain in my hip, but no turning back now. 6.9 miles to go. Message ends.
Day 16, January 10th.
Robert Swan reporting from the South Geographic Pole. All our friends, ladies and gentlemen, we have achieved the mission, arriving safely at 4 p.m. local time on the 10th of January 2023. Huge battle, but this completes the crossing of the Antarctic landmass, only taking me 37 years, and this would not have happened without the support of many people, but the muscle and commitment of Rob Smith, Carla Donahue, Barney Swan, who carried my loads and helped me reach the South Geographic Pole. Extraordinary to be here. Tomorrow, the January the 11th, is the 37th anniversary of Roger Meir, Gareth Wood and myself arriving at the South Pole. The place has changed a lot, but, you know, we did it, and I'm so proud of the team, and to be welcomed by ALE here. We have a nice place to have something to eat. We're all very tired. The job is done, and all hands are safe, and I thank everybody listening for their generous support of what we've been doing. So, job done. South Pole, 90 South. You can go no... The only direction you can go is due north from here. No east, west, certainly no more south. So, remembering Scott, Shackleton, Amundsen, the real explorers. This is Rob Swan. Tired, but we did the job. Thank you.
Here's the report from January 11th.
This is Robert Swan reporting in from the South Geographic Pole for the Undaunted team. Today is a very, very special day for me personally because it is exactly to the hour, 37 years ago, that Roger Meir, Gareth Wood and myself arrived from the other side of the Antarctic on a 900-mile expedition to the pole, the first overland ski expedition since Amundsen and Scott and Shackleton. So it's a very special day to be standing again at the South Pole, and we had a very cold day taking pictures of our sponsorship flags and doing a few very cold, numb-mouth interviews for all the very special people that have made this expedition possible. So, slightly restful day compared to marching 6 hours, 7 hours, and we are very, very happy to be here at the South Pole, camped out, and hopefully leaving in about 36, 48 hours maximum, back to the Union Glacier Base Camp, which we started from, which is going to feel tropically hot after being here. Today it's minus 30 with wind, and then from Union Glacier Base Camp back to Chile, and then we face possibly the hardest moment of the expedition, which is the real world again. So all the very best from the South Geographic Pole. This is Rob Swan on behalf of us all, message end.
Here's the report from the South Pole, January 12th.
This is Rob Swan reporting in from Undaunted. We are still at 90 degrees south, the South Pole, as far south as you can go on the planet. It's cold, it's windy, and I've been reflecting today, and resting, I might say, after our journey, and thinking that 37 years ago, as we arrived to the South Pole, the first expedition overland for 75 years since Scott and Shackleton and Amundsen, I was thinking how our news when we arrived was that our ship that had come to collect this on the edge of Antarctica had been crushed by ice and sunk, and how that whole moment of joy and happiness standing at the South Pole was very short-lived. It was 5 minutes. And then the battle began, how we were going to get out of Antarctica, dealing with politics, went bankrupt, all kinds of extraordinary things. And the bravery of the great Gareth Wood, who'd walked the pole, who volunteered to spend another year in Antarctica, so he had lived in Antarctica with us, walked the pole, and then he volunteered to spend another year. So our base camp could be taken away from Antarctica and left tidy a year later. And this time, no disasters, no terrible news, no ship sinking. So it's taken 37 years of my life, personally, to share with my son Barney some joy of being here. And I feel that that was snatched away 37 years ago, and today we refound it and spent time at the South Pole together. This is Rob from Metagen.
And here's Barney back at Union Glacier with the team on January 13th.
This is Barney Swan calling in from Union Glacier. We're a few hours away, heading back to Tea Punta, and it's been such a delight to finish off Undaunted with good spirit. Everyone is safe, Rob Smith, Carl O'Donoghue, Robert Swan, and indeed myself, Barney. We're all safe and so happy to have finished this huge journey for my father, 37 years, just the entire Antarctic landmass, and it really feels like the passing of the baton, everything that we're doing in the rainforest, regenerating oceans, beautiful biodiverse landscapes around the world. It really is the end of one journey, the beginning of another. We're all feeling very inspired, a little bit tired, excited to be back into some nighttime after almost a month of sunshine down here. Everyone's in good spirits, and a big thank you to NTT Data, Dan Smith, Cola, and all of our sponsors, our families, our supporters. Thank you for being patient and just really believing in what we're doing. So all the best from Union Glacier, and heading north in a few hours.
The final Undaunted report is on January 15th from Punta Arenas, Chile.
This is Rob Swan on the final update from the Undaunted expedition. We are back now, all hands safe, and I mean all hands safe, no frostbite on any of us, and we are back in Punta Arenas in Chile, organising our equipment, and seeing our fantastic supporter, Alejo Contreras, who helped us put together so much of our equipment. It has been the most extraordinary time. We have achieved as a team something that I've been trying to do for 37 years, the crossing of the Antarctic landmass. We have tested out renewable energy under the support of COLA, and I have to thank the whole of the NTT Data, especially Dan Smith, for producing the report. And I have to say, I've received something like about 500 emails wishing us congratulations. So definitely the message got out, and we're so proud of all of our supporters. Thanks NTT Data, Cola, and so many other people for making this happen. And I have to say that it is very unlikely that I will be pulling a sledge ever again across the Antarctic plateau. So this is us from our team, Rob Swan, Rob Smith, Carlo Donoghue, and Barney Swan. Messages for now. Thank you very much.
I've been all around the world, every city, every place, always been a restless girl, but now there's a wind of change. I've never ever felt this way. Longing for you, pick up the phone.
And now it's time for Cold Hard Facts. In honor of Robert's achievement, here are some facts about the South Pole. When you're there, there's only one direction you can go, north. The land at the South Pole is roughly 100 meters above sea level, but the ice sheet that covers the South Pole is 1.7 miles thick, which means Robert and company were actually walking about 10,000 feet above sea level. The warmest temperature ever reported at the South Pole happened on Christmas Day in 1978, when it reached a balmy 9.9 degrees Fahrenheit, or negative 12.3 degrees Celsius. The coldest temperature reported was negative 82.8 degrees Celsius, or minus 117 Fahrenheit. That's it for this episode. We do have a few more stories to share before we wrap up the series, so we hope to see you next time on Undaunted with Robert Swan and NTT Data. Bye, folks.
the night.